Broadcasting live on the OpsLens app, iHeartRadio, Mojo 50 Radio, and online worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
19th of January, 2021. Wow, tomorrow is the day. So many different people speculating so many different things. General Michael Flynn has been MIA since January 6th. Lynn Wood has been on this program. He joined me last night for an impromptu update, and we're going to bring that to you here shortly. Also, we're going to talk to the founder and CEO of the Tatum Report. He's a former Tucson, Arizona police officer and the co-founder of Blexit. He's here with us this afternoon. Brandon Tatum will be on the show. But of course, first, we have to stop down and we have to talk about the wonderful people that make this show possible. Yes. And we appreciate your patience while we do that. But we do want to talk about Verve. Verve Forever. Now, Richard and I were kind of morons and uneducated fools, if you will, in the whole CBD world. We didn't know really anything about it until we met TK, Tim Klund, over at Verve Forever. And, you know, we interviewed him on some other things, and then he came on, and we are consumers and customers of Verve using these CBD products, which I got to tell you are just absolutely amazing. Now, the oil that I take is kind of for mood and stability and anxiety and stress and all that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, since I've been on this regimen, I have just, even in the most adverse times, you know, I just kind of feel like this calm, this euphoric feeling of energy and positivity. I guess if you could say my mindset is a whole lot different. And then on the pain side of it, as we get older, you know, we have these aches and pains. And I have I was going to require shoulder surgery. My pain was through the roof. I now have the CBD cream that I put on there, the pain strips. I no longer need surgery. I can work out. I'm back in the gym. All those things. You use a different CBD. What are you using?
I use the full spectrum blend.
Okay.
And it's mood and physical pain. I was pretty amazed at how it kind of takes care of both.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do some other work, right, to a whole lot better, but it certainly makes a huge dent in all of it.
Veteran-owned company as well. And the reason why this was started was because Tim wanted to continue, TK, he wanted to continue to serve veterans. And so the whole idea behind this was, you know, PTS, PTSD, anxiety, stress, sleep, all those things for veterans. Get over to our website to check all this out, thepcradioshow.com. That's thepcradioshow.com. If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the Verve logo. And I would highly recommend that you get there. For those of you that didn't have the opportunity to hear the interview with Lynn Wood last night as he updates us approaching the inauguration, or what it's supposed to be, I'm going to play that for you now. Welcome to PC Radio, and here's Lynn Wood. Uncharacteristically, later on in the evening, several hours after our normal scheduled time, we're in some very seriously anxiety-filled times right now. I mean, obviously, the whole country hanging in the balance here, wondering if prayer is the best option, if hope is the best option. If action is the best choice, and obviously making good on the promise to bring some clarity to that situation, we have a friend of PC Radio on the show, a new friend, and a spiritual friend of ours. Lynn Wood is on the program. Lynn, thanks a lot for coming for this kind of special edition of PC Radio in the evening time.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. I consider you to be a spiritual friend and a patriot, so I'm happy to be on your show.
I was reviewing a text message that you had sent me with a message of it kind of was a relief in a sense. It, you know, I mean, obviously, we understand that there's a ton of anxiety in the air. You could cut this thing with a knife right now. And, you know, the 20th, just under 48 hours away here, is supposed to be this inauguration. I'm just going to let you talk here. What message do you have for people who are filled with this anxiety as they watch what looks like the fall of our republic?
Well, let me go to the 3 points that you raised. Number one, pray. God is going to save this country. He's not done with us yet. He's going to be the perfect father to deliver some perfect discipline. But God is in control, and God always acts for good. So pray. Ask God to protect and save the country. Ask him to give President Trump the guidance he needs and the courage he needs, and pray for our military. So prayer is the first and most important option. Exercise it. The second one you said was hope. Please have hope. Never lose hope, because God is in control and you don't give up on God. The third thing you mentioned, Stu, was action. I would say inaction is the key phrase. Whatever happens over the next several days, stay in your house. Let the military and the authorities deal with it. If you have some of these source, Antifa, BLM people creating problems, trying to blame it on Trump for overthrowing the government, that's not happening. He's trying to save our republic. He will. So stay inside and make sure you're ready to hunker down maybe for 10 or 14 days. Get food, water, flashlight, batteries, radio. I don't know exactly what will happen, but it's better to be prepared than not be prepared. So the last thing I would say, and this is off task or subject a little bit, don't fall for this vaccine stuff. This Pfizer vaccine has created a lot of deaths and a lot of bad reactions, convulsions. Stay away from it until we know a lot more about it. And even then, I don't think you want to get near it. So those are kind of the key things I would say. But overall, I would urge people to be calm and steady. Trust God. Keep your faith strong, and be fearless. In other words, this is the time to not let someone control you with fear. That's what they did with COVID-19. It was a SARS virus, a flu, but they created fear in people, and it caused more damage based on fear than the flu would have caused. Obviously, it harmed people with pre-existing conditions. People who did not receive the right treatment, they were harmed. But at the end of the day, the numbers, the real numbers, would have put COVID-19 in the same category in terms of fatalities as a regular flu. And you know, we didn't have a flu this year, did we? We did. It was COVID. I laugh and say COVID cured the common cold.
Yes, it did.
So listen, China used that as a psychological, biological weapon. It was an attack on America. It is now confirmed without any doubt from John Ratcliffe, the director of the Office of National Intelligence, that China was behind the interference and the effort to overthrow our government in the election fraud. Now, and I would point out, he also found that the CIA tried to not allow the president to know that. Don't trust the CIA. Don't trust the FBI. If you have a problem that you think requires federal attention, call the United States Marshal's Office. Secondarily to that, call the Secret Service. So China has attacked us twice. And I think they're also behind a lot of the George Soros stuff that's created a lot of discord and violence in our streets over the summer. So from my perspective, and again, I'm not the president. I don't represent the president. I don't advise the president. But if I look at what's going on, as a practical matter, this country is at war with China. I think that China is scared to death that we're going to change the monetary system, which could cause their financial collapse, and then the people of China could find freedom when the Communist Party fails. I think Iran is involved, so we could find ourselves at risk of war with Iran and China. So again, it's going to be very important to remember, no matter what confusion the opposition tries to create, we have one president at a time. Our president is Donald J. Trump. I do not believe that Joe Biden will be sworn in on the 20th. I don't know exactly how that will be prevented, but I'm confident that it will be. And I'm confident that even if it did go through, it would be deemed a fraud quickly. Joe Biden did not win this election. 75% of the voters voted for Donald Trump in a record landslide victory. People around the world know that our election was a fraud. They know it because they don't have the media in their countries acting as propaganda tools for the Communist Party. Our media has not told the truth. They're liars. They tried to prevent the public from knowing the truth about the election fraud. I've seen the evidence. Sidney Powell has seen the evidence. Many others have seen the evidence. John Ratcliffe has seen the evidence. He knows. This was a fraudulent election. Donald Trump was reelected. And I believe that under whatever scenario occurs, whether it's martial law or insurrection act or the military in charge or FEMA in charge, there will be a process in place that will be recognizing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States for 4 more years. And if we go back to being a republic and not the United States of America, Inc., you never know. We might amend the Constitution, take away the two-term limit. Heck, we could have Donald and Melania in the White House for 8 more years. That would be a good deal, in my opinion. The man is a genius, and he's going to save this country because he's a man of God, and he listens to his almighty creator. He's going to guide Donald Trump just like he will guide each and every one of his believers, so trust God.
What do you say to people who might be thinking about, listen, we got to get there. We got to take action. We got to help out. We got to help our military because we back our military, we back our police, we back our president. What message would you have for those people tonight?
Stay out of the fight. Our military is highly trained. It's the finest military in the world. They have been conditioned, sadly, I think for wrong reasons, with urban warfare over in the Middle East for the last 10 or 20 years. They know what they're doing. So if you want to support them, pray for them, and stay out of their way. Let them deal with any violence. Now, if someone comes to your house and gets into your house and tries to harm you or your family, then I would hope that you've taken precautions and you have self-defense, Second Amendment or otherwise. Defend your own life and your family's life, but on the streets, leave it in the hands of law enforcement and the military. People think the law enforcement doesn't support Trump. Baloney, they do. I can guarantee you that the efforts by Nancy Pelosi to try to drive a wedge between Trump and the military failed miserably. The American soldiers, the men and women that serve us, they signed up to defend us. We the people, not Trump, not Biden, not any president or any politician. Those soldiers took an oath to preserve and protect the Constitution and to protect we the people. They will do their job, and we ought to be proud of them. Don't forget that we owe an obligation to those who have died trying to keep our country free in the past. You can believe me, I've been around some fine soldiers. The soldiers feel that obligation tenfold more because it was their comrades that had died in the past to keep America free. These soldiers are willing to die today, tomorrow, to keep America free. So let them do the job. Stay home, hunker down, listen to the president when he's on the emergency broadcast system. Stay calm. This will be dealt with in a period of time. How long? Don't know. Depends a lot what China and Iran do. But just remember that God protects this country. He's got a veil of protection over us, and he's going to save us. And at the end of the day, we're going to know that he saved us. And I believe we're going to return to where we started as a nation under God. And I believe you're going to see a series of events around the world where the people are going to get their world back. They're going to get their countries back. They're going to get their freedom back. So the next several years, maybe many, many years, could be the best years of your lives. But for the next several days or maybe weeks, hunker down, take care of your family, take care of your house, defend yourself, let the military do its thing, and believe in Donald Trump.
I got a little bit of...
He didn't do this. He didn't go through what he went through for 4 years to walk away from it now, so don't be deceived.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He can always say, hey, I'm back. He's coming back 4 more years at least.
I got a little bit of blowback, Lynn, after our last conversation, and I want to clear the air with that. I was accused of being a rude jerk that constantly interrupted you. I was obviously seeking, you know, information. People are hanging onto the edge of their seats. They really believe in the things that you talk about. And so if you feel like I was rude, I just want to apologize. I wasn't trying to be that way. But as you know, I'm just trying to get information.
No apology is necessary. But I accept it since you made it. But let me say this. Everybody's got a lot of things going on in their mind. And so it's easy without meaning to be rude to want to jump in and say something or ask a question. So it didn't offend me at all. I love a good give and take. Listen, I've been a lawyer for 43 years. Trust me, I've dealt with some jerks and some rude people. I don't put you in that category.
Well, good. Thank you.
I don't want your listeners upset with you.
And also, this is not a court of law, right? So, I mean, I do have also an obligation to, you know, to the people that tune into this show to, you know, they send me questions. They want to hear from you. And you're a great orator, and people trust you greatly, tremendously. So with that being said, I just want to just ask you this, and I'm not asking you for specifics. I don't know if you have information that could compromise national security, and certainly I would never put you in that position. But do you, the things that you're saying about remaining calm and trusting the president, and that Joe Biden most likely will not be sworn in, and that if he does, it would be a fraud, and that this thing, that we're going to be looking at Trump for four more years or possibly more. You say this stuff with confidence based on information that you hold that you deem to be legitimate. Is that right?
Yes and no. I don't really want to say no. I get information from a variety of sources, and I judge, just like I do as a lawyer, the credibility of the information I get. And I think God gave me a talent to kind of connect the dots. So I don't get any direct information from someone that says, hey, I'm the president, this is what we're doing, or hey, I'm a head of national intelligence or NSA, and this is what we're doing. But I get things from people that I trust, I connect the dots, and I draw my own conclusions based on my own common sense. If something makes perfect sense to me, it's perfect truth. If it makes sense to me, it is almost likely always true. If it doesn't make sense to me, then I feel like it's either false, but definitely less than the full truth. So I search for the full truth to fill in the blanks to determine whether it's true or false. Obviously, if it's nonsense and it's false. So I think people need to remember this. Trust your common sense. Trust your instincts. How many times in life have we done something and said, man, I knew better than to do that? Well, you probably did. You shouldn't have done it. So I can say that I believe that people have gotten a tremendous amount of information into their brain, which is the devil's battlefield. Garbage in, garbage out. So you get a lot of information into your brain that complicates things. If something is complicated, it's harder to understand. If it's harder to understand, it's harder to know what to do. Keep it simple. Stop sign means stop. We need to simplify our lives, but when it comes to trying to make decisions, especially over the next several days, if not longer, turn your brain off. Listen to your heart. Your heart never lies to you because the Spirit of God resides in your heart. So, when it's possible, and it's not easy because we've been raised in this world to believe that we got to have all this information and somehow analyze it. This looks good. This looks bad. Pros, cons. Just turn that off and listen to your heart. Take a few minutes and just sit there and think. You'll get the answer. You'll feel it in your heart. You'll make the right decision.
Lynn Wood, again, I'm going over time here. You gave me 5 minutes, and here we are talking for almost 20. Appreciate your time, and God bless you, sir, and thank you for that message. Until tomorrow.
Well, let me say this.
Yes, go ahead.
You gave me five. You told me five, and I said I'll do five. The fact that you did 20, listen, I'd stay for an hour, but I know you got other things to get on your show. I just want to tell people one last thing and say it to you. We are all Americans, and for those of us who are patriots, who love freedom, who love to get up every day and smell the fresh air of liberty, we are all in this together. We are brothers and sisters. stay together, be calm, pray, trust God. All will be well. Okay?
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, we bid you a fond adieu and thank you for tuning in for this special edition of PC Radio with Lynn Wood. We'll see you tomorrow.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
What is a vacation? A slice of time, a peace of mind, a break, an escape, that need you want. It's the place you dream of. It's paradise. It's romance. It's choices. All included, all unlimited. Forget what you left behind. Live the now. No schedules, all desires. Night falls, day breaks, you wake up beautiful. Different, connected. Two hearts, one soul. This is the time of your life. This is Sandals. Save up to 65%. Call 1-800-SANDALS.
I always thought it was me, that I was the reason all these diets never worked.
This is genuinely not a temporary fix. There's some serious psychology behind it.
It's funny how much smarter I feel like Noom has made me. It's the simple things.
Once I understood why I was making those choices, it was easy for me to change those habits, and weight loss came naturally after that.
I've been on Noom for 4 months now. I've lost 27 pounds, and I feel like I got my life back.
Visit Noom.com and lose the weight for good.
PC Radio.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, it's time to go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and phone, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Come on, man.
PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
Mojo 50 Radio, that's the radio station. If you found us broadcasting live over on iHeart, 2.4 million of you every afternoon. I mean, I could not be more humbled by numbers like that. Make sure that you get over to the Rumble channel and subscribe so you can watch the video of great interviews like what we have right now. Brandon Tatum is the founder and CEO of the Tatum Report. He's a former Tucson, Arizona police officer and the co-founder of Blexit. He's here with us this afternoon. Brandon, welcome to PC Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. Rudy Giuliani had evidence of irregularities. Sidney Powell had the Kraken. Lynn Wood, who's been a guest on this show twice now, has theories and predictions with claims of evidence against Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, Chief Justice Roberts, and the list goes on. I mean, a crazy world that we're living in right now. General Flynn rumored to know where all of the bodies are buried, and we haven't heard much from the president. Let's talk about tomorrow. What are the odds in Vegas? And I know you're not there. You're in Arizona. But what are the what are the odds that the Patriots will be vindicated and the president will be pulling off some movie-like ending?
Well, man, I wish that I had a little genie and I could rub it, and one of my wishes would be, tell me what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yes.
I have no idea, man. I had a lot of faith that people were going to step up, that the people that we elected to do a job were going to do their job, was going to defend the American people. That's the reason why I didn't go out and protest and do none of that, because I felt like they were going to do their job. I was listening to people like Lynn Wood, and they were going to release the Kraken and all this stuff. And I'm not saying it won't happen. My wife told me yesterday, chill until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I have 24 hours to still have a little bit of hope left, but it's just not looking good when you just be realistic. You know, there was opportunities that we could have legally done this through the Constitution. And now, you know, anything done is going to make Trump look like a crazy dictator
yeah.
to people on the left.
Yeah. Your pinned tweet is from January 6th, which, as we all know, was an historical day in our nation's history. Your words read, quote, "Republicans are so weak, it makes me sick to my stomach." My question is two-part. Do you think the GOP is dead? And do you see this as an opportunity for the emergence of a new party?
Well, I think that the GOP is completely dead. I mean, they're past rigor mortis. Their body's stiffen up. I mean, they're dead
yeah.
at this point. I don't think that there's going to be an emergence of a new party. I think that we are just going to have to infiltrate our own party and take over. Everybody that has been voting like cowards should be primary and replaced completely. And that's what I want to see from our party. because it's just too much drama to try to create a new party. And I'm gonna be honest, man, even within our party, you got people who are clout chasing. They want to, somebody want to be in charge, or this person is in charge. No, I'm in charge of the Patriot Party now. And people get lunatic. They get crazy. We should do like the left did. The socialists, Marxists took over the Democrat Party. It's unrecognizable today. And we need to take over the GOP and make it unrecognizable to these rhinos and other people who are feckless and who have probably done nothing special for this country before President Trump.
What's the first step to that, you think, Brad? I think it's a great idea. I agree. Making a new party is probably quite a daunting task. Mm-hmm. How do you think we start taking it back over?
Yeah, one of the first things we need to do is primary people, meaning that you take control of who you vote for. Don't just let them get away with just because they're Republicans, just because they historically been there. Every single person, Dan Crenshaw, I'll name a few of them. They need to go. These people have not shown the backbone. As soon as the pressure hit, they fall away. They become soft, and they want to condemn all the patriots. And let me say this, because a lot of people are gotten their feelings maybe a week ago when I said this. I was very upset with people on the right or conservatives who jumped and condemned the people at the Capitol. Now, I'll say this. I didn't go to the Capitol. I wouldn't have stormed the Capitol. I wouldn't have done that. But I am a reasonable person that have common sense. And I've been listening to Lynn Wood. I've been listening to the president. I have been seeing things that have transpired with videos showing that people pulling ballots from under tables and stuff. I know for a fact, I'm not dumb, that they stopped counting the votes in the middle of the night. Trump won, I think, almost every Bellwether County or every Bellwether County, which have predicted the president ever since they've been keeping track. I mean, every state that he won, any president that have won those states that he won, some of those major states have won the presidency. There's no president that have been an incumbent that have gotten millions more votes in his second term and didn't win.
Well, yeah,
and I mean, you can't tell me.
Look at Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
Man, well, they got one foot in the grave and one foot in China. Somehow is the most popular president of anybody in history.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris is the dumbest person and probably the most disingenuous person on planet Earth. There's no way that they were the best ticket ever in the United States history. So these people are being fraudulent. And I think that Stevie Wonder can see what's going on here.
You know, I mean, look at Washington, D.C. right now, Brandon. I mean, it's full of upwards of, I think we're going to end up with nearly 40,000 troops in a militarized capital of the United States, something unprecedented. I mean, we've never seen anything like this. If you would have told me 5 years ago that this was going to happen, 5 months ago, that we'd be seeing something like this in America, I'd have told you to take your tinfoil hat and beat it. But this stuff that's so fringe and so weird is becoming so mainstream, I don't even recognize my country. But what do you make of all these troops in Washington, D.C.? To me, it seems that, yeah, they're there because this is the insertion of a dictator against the will of the people.
100%, Stu. I mean, this is crazier than two left shoes. I don't understand how we have that many troops at an inauguration that nobody's going to show up at. And the Capitol didn't have to happen for nobody to show up to this thing. I mean, you got to think, he couldn't get people, Joe Biden couldn't get people to turn out to rallies. Him and Kamala came into Arizona and nobody showed up. It probably was a handful of people. The media reported that nobody showed up. And so they're not going to have anybody there. Why is there a necessity to have that many troops to defend, I'm assuming, one person? Not unless our government knows something that's going to happen from a foreign power that we are not aware of. There is no need to waste money, to waste our troops being all in, I mean, not all of them, but many of them in one spot. What's the point? I mean, this is all bizarre to me. I don't know what world we're living in. I don't know what country that we're living in. I'm confused. I'm honestly, people look to me for answers, and I'm looking to God to give some guidance, because it's like we're living in a twilight zone. This can't be America. This can't be reality. And our country never seems to disappoint me at the oddness that we are going through.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am not 100% sure on this, but Stu, you said upwards of 40,000 soldiers.
Yeah, that's what the latest reports are that I'm getting from my sources in the military. Yeah.
Okay, so on the day that Saddam Hussein was found in his hole, I was in Baghdad. I was there. We had less soldiers there that day than we have at the inauguration for Joe Biden?
Yeah. More soldiers in Washington, D.C. right now than in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. More soldiers in D.C. right now than are deployed from our country worldwide. And like Brandon pointed out, unless they know about something else, or unless Lynn Wood is right, unless there's a reason why General Michael Flynn has been missing in action completely since the 6th of January, when he said Joe Biden will never be sworn in as president of the United States. Maybe there is something that we know. I mean, I don't know. I really am praying to God and crossing my fingers that I have been predicting this correctly and that my sentiments are the same as General Flynn's. And if he does get sworn in, we all know it's a fraud. So then what happens in the days after that? We're talking to Brandon Tatum right now. He's the co-founder of Blexit, the CEO and founder of the Tatum Report, which can be found at TatumReport.com. Brandon, your predictions about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, if they are sworn in, how long does Joe Biden make it in that seat in the Oval Office?
I would say 30 minutes. Well, I'm going to be more realistic. He'd probably make it past 100 days because he made predictions for 100 days, right?
Yeah.
He's making all these bold things that he's going to do, and then he's going to be out of there. I mean, either he's going to have, you know, late stages of dementia or something, and I'm not trying to be funny or push that on him. That man is having real mental issues, and it's sad that they're forcing him to be the candidate of their choice. But they've already made gaffes, or they've mentioned that Kamala would be president. I mean, listen, this old man is not going to make it. He's not stable enough. He's not bold enough. He's creeping around, limping around. He hurt his foot playing with his dog. I mean, that guy is not going to make it far, but they have a bigger agenda. See, Joe Biden was supposed to be able to capture the moderate vote, and then the crazy left-wing lunatics will follow suit when they see Kamala Harris or somebody else joining his ticket. They're going to boot him out of the way, and they're going to go full throttle leftist lunatics in our government. They're already talking about banning certain words like mother, father. I mean, it is out of control. Wow, $15 hour minimum wage after we've come out of probably one of the greatest pandemics ever. And I'm still questioning whether or not the way our country has reacted is legitimate or not. But we're coming off of that. People have lost their jobs. Businesses are closing. They want to force $15 an hour. They want to force the Green New Deal. They want to raise taxes, put us back into all of these, you know, things that we've been involved in that have not benefited the United States of America. And so we can guarantee that they are going to destroy a lot of what President Trump has done in a positive way.
You're a former cop. Thank you for your service, by the way. We're huge supporters of law enforcement on this program. Let's talk a little bit about that. The safety of our communities, the safety of our country. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have made it no secret. The entire hijacked Democratic Party, these progressive radicals that have hijacked this party, have made they've minced no words. They hate the police. They want to defund them. They want to abolish them. They want to get rid of them. They want to strip them of their powers. They want to condemn them, prosecute them, and take away their civil liberties for using force, even in the most justifiable of situations. When you look around our country, you see Democratic strongholds on fire, autonomous zones set up. Police chiefs and command staffs have been infiltrated by this political rhetoric, and they're doing nothing. They're handcuffing the police. Police are dying. They're being shot at. They're being put in grave danger as a result of these Democratic policies. Is this what we're seeing in places like Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, or Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston? Is this what we're going to see nationwide under the presidency of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Well, Stu, fortunately, they don't have a stronghold in places like Texas and Florida and some of these major red states. So this won't happen in Texas. I hope to God it won't happen in Arizona. We have a very strong law enforcement here in Arizona. But what the Democrats really want to do is they want to federalize police.
Yeah.
They don't want to get rid of police because they need the police to control you and make you put a mask on and make you take the vaccine and all that other stuff and probably escort you to FEMA camps. So they're going to need some law enforcement possible, but they want to federalize it. They want a dictator in the Oval Office that they can rig to become the president forever. Whoever they want to pick, they put him in office, and they'll be able to control law enforcement all around the entire country. I believe that's what they're trying to do by defunding and demoralizing local municipalities across the country. But we are going to see liberal cities go downhill. I mean, we've already seen their policies destroy beautiful places like Los Angeles, where you got homeless people just crawling everywhere, not wearing a mask, not, they're never going to take a vaccine. They're shooting drugs up, dying in the middle of the streets, rats infestations that we've seen. And that's not it. Big old rats in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, black people are dying on a day-to-day basis. I just read an article that a young girl at a birthday party that got shot up died. I mean, she was 6 years old. These minority communities are being destroyed by liberal policies. We're going to see a heck of a lot more of it. And what are they going to do? They're going to blame white supremacy. They're going to say, hey, we are the people that can save you. Keep voting us in and we'll make it better from here. And that's exactly what their plan is.
Unbelievable.
You know, I watched an interview you did, Brandon. It was some time ago. And you're talking about proactive policing and how this might be the answer to turning the tides on some of these neighborhoods. And the thing that really stuck out to me was when you said cops aren't going to care more about the community they serve than the people in the community do. And I think that that's an important thing to outline, because you were right. Why would we go to work if we're cops or you or anybody else, when you know that if in the split second, we have to make a split second decision, you may lose your pension, you may lose your job, everything you've worked for, your freedom, all of it. And then you got to pick up your family and move because they're going to stand outside your house and harass the hell out of you for God knows how long. Do you still think that some of these places like Baltimore and Portland, and in some cases parts of Minneapolis, do you still think that they're savable, or do we need to completely start over?
Well, I think that any place is reconcilable if they have the proper leadership and if you allow law enforcement to do their job, because many of these people in law enforcement, men and women, they're called to do a job. Let me say this. They're called. It's a calling on their life. It's not just a job or a career just for a pension, because you can't pay them enough to do the stuff that police officers do on a day to day basis. So I think it's reconcilable. I really do hope that these cities turn around. You know, I hate to say it, once they hit rock bottom, they probably start letting law enforcement do their job. Because it's necessary. Proactive policing is the best form of policing in this country. It's the best form to keep communities safe, because you don't have to always be reactive. You can stop criminals from doing things before it happens. But I want to point this out. These liberals are just out of control. I mean, you made a point, and I said it in many of my videos, that they are just throwing police officers under the bus. Mm-hmm. I just watched a video of Jacob Blake, the hero, the man that they've elevated to God status in many of these communities and on the left. He was on an interview with Michael Strahan and admitted he had a knife at the time of the shooting, that he fought the police officers. He picked up a knife and they shot him. And the world has been outraged that law enforcement would attack a black man for no reason. I mean, this guy was a hardcore criminal and he was a bad person committing a crime and being dangerous, and the world praises him. And it's really not the world, because we think he's an idiot, but it's the left. And if you look at their agenda, they are demoralizing police. And I hope that they will learn their lesson and let police officers get back to the mission that they were called to do.
Saw the same thing in Minneapolis. George Floyd, he was the scapegoat that they were able to use to set this whole thing off. They were just waiting for something like that to happen and knew that they were going to be able to do it. A home invading career criminal thug shot justifiably held down and overdosed fentanyl and meth, lethal amounts of both of them in his system. It's absolutely the bizarro world, as you pointed out. All right, here it is. Before we go, biggest statement of the interview right here. Are we going to be able to stop this? Okay, he gets sworn in. He's the president. Kamala takes over. The left is totally out of control. They're trying to federalize police. They're trying to escort patriots and take their kids away from them in the name of safety and health and go to FEMA camps and re-education camps and all this stuff. Are we going to be able to stop this?
The answer is yes. I believe God is on our side. And here's the thing. Do never get rid of your Second Amendment. Because when the First Amendment don't work, you got the Second Amendment to back it up. And they can't take you to a FEMA camp if 556-223, maybe 308 is going by their heads. So, and I'm not advocating for violence, but you got to stand up at some point and protect your country and protect your life. The reason we have the Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government. And if the government is going to throw us in FEMA camps and categorize us as terrorists because we are conservative or we supported Trump, then we, the people, are going to have to take a stand at some point. 1776 and all these things that we talk about aren't just slogans.
No.
I mean, at some point, we're going to have to stand up. But I would say this, and I think this is really important. I think there's a time and a place for necessary violence. But at this point, we're in a dispensation of time where we can exercise civil disobedience like Martin Luther King did. It may, you know, there may be some laws broken like they did when they did sit-ins and when they boycotted and did different things. But it doesn't have to be violent at this point. We just need to make a statement. We need to show up. We need to harass people legally. And I mean, when I say harass, I mean to protest and to annoy them and not do anything outside of the realm of the law. And I think that's going to garnish attention. But there may be a point in time, if they're coming for the Second Amendment and they're going to throw you in a FEMA camp, that you might want to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, America was liberated based on violence and bloodshed. And the cost of freedom is definitely death. Former cop, co-founder of Blexit, and the founder and CEO of the Tatum Report, found at TatumReport.com. I'm a daily reader, and I thank you for your constant pursuit of truth. We need more of it. Thank you, Brandon, for your previous service as a cop and your current service to our country. You're a true patriot. Appreciate it for being here. More powerful conversation as PC Radio continues. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu. That's Richard. Be right back.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
People think of our state as the beautiful land of 10,000 lakes. But people who live here? Welcome to our Minnesota, land of 10 million potholes. Right now, more than 1,000 bridges are crumbling across Minnesota, about one in every town. And nearly 50% of our roads are in desperate need of repair. Half the roads you drive every day. And it's only getting worse. Over the next decade, our outdated infrastructure will cause serious safety problems, road closures, detours, costing Minnesotans more time and money. It'll cost us jobs, too. If we can't move around, we can't stay economically competitive. And these problems won't go away. They'll just get more expensive. We need our lawmakers to take action on a comprehensive transportation package this year. Go to movemn.org today to learn more and show your support for fixing our roads, bridges, transit, and bike walk connections before they get any worse. Paid for by Move Minnesota.
Get to know them. Grow to love them. Love to hate them. Stewie and Richie, PC Radio.
Welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. Make sure to find us on Rumble, okay? Find us on Rumble. Download the OpsLens app. See, these are not code words that I'm using. These are very specific instructions for you to easily digest. When everything goes away, you need to be able to find us. I am on Gab. I am on Safe Chat now is another new one. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Oh, wow.
Safe Chat. I'm also on Telegram. We are in the Twitter sphere. We are on Rumble. But download the OpsLens app. I cannot be more specific. Congressman Steve Cohen. You're never going to believe this. Watch.
90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. They're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something. So it does concern me.
He's concerned about the inauguration and having too many white males in uniform.
So that was on CNN, where Steve Cohen was spouting his racist nonsense. And then, of course, Fox and Friends this morning, that was Brian Kilmeade pointing this out, that, you know, Steve Cohen, these guys are able to just talk this racist rhetoric. There's too many white people in uniform, and their concern is, or at least his concern, is that one of these guardsmen might go rogue and take a shot at the incoming president. Is that what he's saying, Richard?
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, and it is absolutely disgusting and extremely insulting. You know, we as American soldiers can oath to defend this country. And even if myself, as a Trump supporter, don't agree with the inauguration of Joe Biden, we still have a job to do.
Right.
And I am going to go out on a limb and say that the men and women that choose to put on that uniform and wear U.S. Army on their chest or Marines or whatever branch, the last thing that they're looking to do is take a shot at an incoming president. I would be considering it an honor to be in uniform at the inauguration to defend it, should it need to be done. So, you know, Congressman Cohen, you can eat my ass with a spoon. Go lay by your dish.
Wow. You know, it's a shame that you mince words so often on this program and that you're so careful about making sure you beat around the bush a lot. Why don't you just get to the point? And by the way, watch your mouth. Congressman Steve Cohen is an extension of basically the entire hijacked Democratic Party. 100% of these liberal radicals have this racism rhetoric that has been spewing for decades. And the real racists here we have to look at, I mean, objectively, these people are the racists. Nobody has inserted more division and more hate into this country than these people. Now, you want to talk about Donald Trump being a racist? Well, why don't we talk about the second, the First Step Act? Okay, why don't we talk about his pardons of a black female, for example, who was serving an unjust long sentence for a nonviolent drug crime? Why don't we talk about all of the money that's being poured into black and brown communities, billions of dollars that's funding the opportunity for black folks to go to school? Why don't we talk, about all of the people in his cabinet and all of the people in his administration that are African-American? Why don't we go before his presidency and talk about all of the black people and Hispanics and Latinos and Native Americans that this guy employed at Trump Industries and at Trump Tower and Trump Hotels and Trump Resorts all over the place? The guy is absolutely 100% proven himself not to be a racist, and quite to the contrary. So by all of his policies and by all of his enactments and by his life and the way that he walks, talks, and most importantly, the way that he acts has proven that he's not a racist. So how, Richard, are these people getting away with continuing to spew stuff like this? Can you imagine if Representative Matt Gaetz were to get before a television camera on Fox News Channel and say, I'm really concerned that there's too many black people, in uniform serving our country. Am I the only one that finds this to be a double standard?
I don't think you are, man. I think that, we see this all the time. We just saw it a week or two ago. All of a sudden, after the big Capitol invasion, the Democrats were praising the police and they love the police, and we need to make sure that our law enforcement officers are safe, when for months and months before that they want to defund them and put them in jail and criminalize them and demonize them for doing their job, and in most cases doing it correctly.
We've talked about this ad nauseum on this program. Yes. About how many millions of law enforcement contacts there are every single year. Jacob Blake, as Brandon Tatum pointed out, we're propping this guy up as a martyr. Okay, if you cannot get more racist than this, ladies and gentlemen, we're propping up this guy as a martyr simply because of the color of his skin. Now, did you hear anything about Donald Trump going before a camera or making a statement saying, I am going to make sure that I have this many amount of black people? No, he doesn't do that. You know why? Because he hires the most qualified people. And then the rhetoric is going to be, well, look at all the turnover. The objections are going to be, look at how many people quit and ran away from the president. You know why? Because he was going to expose them. See, anybody who has a skeleton in their closet, anybody who has dirt, anybody who has a past, anybody who's doing something that's not above bar is going to be exposed by this president. That is what his whole platform was. That was the reason why in an embarrassing victory over Hillary Clinton, the people put him into office in 2016. And it's my opinion they did it again on November 3rd of last year. And so when we look at the numbers and we take away the Dominion stuff, and according to Sidney Powell and according to Lynn Wood and according to all these people that have this data, and I don't know why it hasn't gone anywhere, if this is a legal team breakdown or if this case wasn't correct, like Manny Alejandro has stated on our program before, that they just didn't submit it nicely with a nice bow, and I don't know if the argument wasn't valid, or if they somehow framed this thing inaccurately, or if because Trump just wants to walk away, or if because really there is something that's going to happen tomorrow and that there is a Trump card that's being held and we don't know what it is, which is fine. I don't really care what the plan is, as long as the plan is to stop a communist, fascist, totalitarian type one world order takeover of the United States. We are Americans, and it doesn't matter if you're a Black Lives Matter empathizer, sympathizer, if you're an Antifa person, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're a gay straight, if you're a conservative or a liberal, none of that matters. What matters is that we're all Americans, and I have said on this program, I think way back in June, that I wish we could go back to a time like September 12th, 2001, not because we embraced the most horrific attack that we've ever seen on our soil since Pearl Harbor, but because on September 12th, when George Bush was down there at Ground Zero holding a megaphone saying, "I hear you, the world hears you, and whoever knocked these buildings down is going to hear all of us real soon," on that day, and you can say whatever you want about September 11th, and I have my theories as well, but despite the theories, Richard, despite the conspiracy theories and the narratives behind September 11th or behind JFK, or we can go on and on about conspiracy theories, Columbine, for example. Put all that aside. On September 12th, what Americans knew is that we were all Americans. And it didn't matter about the color of your skin. Do you think that on September 12th, 2001, do you think that there were pundits and hacks like this Cohen sitting back saying, "Man, I wish there weren't so many black people in our army. I wish there wasn't so many white Marines right now"? No, they didn't care about the color of their skin. They didn't care if they were laying down with another man. They didn't care if they were kissing a woman, married, gay, straight. It didn't matter what they were. It didn't matter if they were previously a purple-headed crackpot like some of these Antifa people. What mattered is that they were willing to sign that line, serve this country, and like you, sign up to make the ultimate sacrifice in some shithole country somewhere around the world to protect the liberties that were founded in this country and how we were liberated through violence and through bloodshed and through death. Because we know that the price of freedom is death. It is just a part of who we are as a world, and there are evil people out there that will not stop unless they are killed.
Very, very well put. I mean, there, it's been proven over and over and over through time, right, that freedom isn't free. We know that. There hasn't been one civilization or great empire that wasn't won and defended without violence.
That's right.
And so, so talking back about this inauguration, why if we're so concerned that these soldiers are going to hurt the president and they're not there to do a job in an army that's all volunteer, they weren't drafted, they chose to come there. So what is it that we're protecting Joe Biden from?
Yeah.
We called in 40,000 troops to protect them from troops.
Oops, watch
language.
Your mouth. Holy smokes, bro. You're just on one today here. And we apologize to anybody that's
ridiculous.
Got their kids in the car, for crying out loud. This is supposed to be a family-friendly show, and you're really just taking it off of that cliff here. We're going to have some FCC violations and whatnot. Here's the deal. You're right. They did sign up, okay? And they did volunteer to be in the armed forces, in the military, in whatever branch they're in, whether it be Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or what's the other one? The Space Force.
The Navy?
Yeah, I think I said that. But no, seriously. And so, listen, but they did not, and this is just playing devil's advocate, they did not sign up to be there where they are right now. They were ordered to be there.
No.
Okay, that's their orders. Mm-hmm. You're going to be here. You're going to do that. But to speculate that this is going to happen almost makes me think this. Watch out for it to happen now. Watch out for there to be a plant from these radicals inside of there to make white males look horrible, to make the armed services look horrible, because this helps them accomplish their goal. So if there is a shot at the incoming president fired by one of these rogue Marines or one of these rogue Army infantrymen or MPs out here, I would not be surprised if that is part of a plot. I mean, think about the times that we're in. Nothing can be fringe anymore. You have to seriously question everything and consider everything to be a possibility. But I'm going to take the advice of Lynn Wood. And I don't want to Lynn Wood people to death over here, but I really, listen, everybody has a certain belief. Everybody has their faith, and their faith, my faith is in God. And my faith is not in Lynn Wood. Do I have faith in him? Sure. I want to believe what Lynn Wood is saying is true. I don't have any way of predicting that, and neither do you, and neither does he. All we can do is pray about it. Neither does Sidney Powell, neither does Rudy Giuliani. The president of the United States has the information. His legal team has the information. And the reason for the presence, getting back to you, the reason for the presence of 40,000 people in Washington, D.C., I have said it before. I'm not the only one that feels this way. I only sit here and say the things that everybody is thinking, is because the people didn't elect him. The people did not elect Joe Biden. And it's very obvious by 38 people showing up at his rallies, sitting inside of their little circles, like they're trying to summon the mothership or something. And 36 out of the 38 people that were there were media people and part of his staff.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the overwhelming crowds of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people showing up to support President Trump, boat parades, car parades, flag parades, bridge parades, all this other grassroots type stuff. There's never been more enthusiasm for a president than there was for Donald Trump leading up to this election, to this stolen election, to this fabricated election, to this illusion of an election. This is the insertion of a dictator. That's exactly what this is, and that's why those people are there. And I am going to do this. I'm going to remain with my faith in God that he is going to watch over all of these proceedings over the next 24 to 48 hours. It's going to be a very interesting next couple of days. I can tell you that. And I am, when I'm done with this show, I feel it so heavy. I felt so heavy after talking to Lynn last night. My heart is just heavy for this country. And I want you all to pray. Richard, final thoughts.
If you're in Washington, stay away. The ROE doesn't care if you're a supporter of Trump or not. So heed the advice and stay home and wait for the show. Pop your popcorn.
Stay away. Watch. Stay away. Stay away. And if you have the order to stay inside of your house, then just do it. Wait for the emergency broadcast system.